Leadership. Now it's talking leadership. Well, I got a chance to become a leader at, I should say, at a young age or a tender age. And today on Leadership Goals, I'm going to mention out a few things that I've learned as a leader for you to learn, and we do learn together. Hashtag learn with Nancy Victoria. Some of the things that you will get to learn is intention. Will, determination, passionate, zeal, and dream. Let me start with intention. A person with an idea should or shouldn't care. I mean, when you have an idea, you should have an intention to actually execute that in leadership. So it starts with an intention. What exactly do you want to do? Do you have a goal? Do you have a vision? Do you see where you're going? You intently engage into a certain position. Pursue certain aspects. Pursue certain things. That's intention. Will. Or is be willing to brave the tides, because it's never a smooth road. There'll always be critics. There'll always be negative stuff coming in. Sometimes situations will be cool, others will be hot, but you should be willing to face both. Determination. Well, competition is part of the game, but you should be able to go through it and then come out as a winner. Passionate. You should have your mission at heart, because as a matter of fact, people always judge you whether it's something else or it is that. So just be passionate about what exactly you are going out for. Zeal. Be ready to take all that is thrown at you. Some water will be hot sometimes, and some other water will actually be very cold for the season. But you should have the zeal to wither all. Dream. Your dream should actually be larger than yourself. If it is centering around you, just know it won't stand the test of time. But I normally say, if it is valid and quite beyond you, it will yield in due time. There's nothing as sweet as leadership, even if it's reaching one's soul at a time. Need I recommend, don't wait for perfect grounds, because they'll never be there. All grounds seem known to be perfect. Don't wait for the right crowds. All crowds are shaky and never seem set for the right opportunity. Don't wait for perfection. God uses the broken to change the world, and you will never be perfect to all. Don't wait for perfect diction, dialect, sounds, and tones. Use what you have. That is who you are. Don't wait to be born from a certain background. You're already here. You can't go back. Just be you. Don't wait to fast correct your mistakes, because the closet will always be opened and stuff will always be dug up. It will always spring out. So always aspire for greatness. And most of all, leaders have their flaws. You just don't know theirs. So don't beat yourself yet about what exactly it is with you. Because God has chosen you the way you are, with your flaws, with your mistakes. It is you he wants to use. It will never be clear to all whether it's God sending you. It is a desire, it's a passion, it's a vision, it is seeking attention. But I must say, if it is what you want to do, go for it. Oftentimes, it will seem insignificant to those around you or even afar off watching. But there's never something like a small impact. If it is only one person, do that. That's a whole life ahead of it. Just do your thing. Hashtag, just do your thing and live your vision. Hopefully we have learned something. It's a beautiful day.